Sweet inflation. I bought a bar of chocolate in 1951, then savoured every mouthful as home I must have run. To think it cost me sixpence, old pennies, not new pea. Today, same bar, same chocolate, of brand that seems to thrive. Last week, the supermarket charged me £1.25. Inflation, I hear whispered, is an economic fact. Come off it, is my answer. 'Tis greed, and that is that. Embrace financial facts of life, the commentators muse, as latest market frenzy grips headline-hungry news. A cycle, more a habit, as desire seeks ever more. Conformance means addiction and prices duly soar. No hint of satisfaction, no balanced, settled route. The consequence continue as you're forced to follow suit. When did our sense of value, where once was simplest trade, erupt, no more a servant, a master to assuage? What future this existence, as this quest for more is rife, as human evolution succumbs to money life? The leading lights of finance would respond with knowing looks. He does not understand. Our accounts will balance books. Money growth is crucial. It's clear. Let interest be. You're nuts, I say. What future? It's a shame you cannot see. Lives have no money value. True purpose brings fresh view. Are we born to be consumers, source of endless revenue? On it goes unceasing, though it can go down and up. Remember, bar of chocolate, how inflation did dictate. Look forward, say same timescale and that long inflation rate. It might be worthwhile saving, as this figure will compound. That self-same bar of chocolate will be over £60. Human life is precious, its point a real return. To evolve each loving spirit, dismiss the power to earn.